Sunday, January 2nd, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dachjaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and today is Sunday, January 2nd, 2011. And if you were with us for yesterday's show, you know that Sunday is prefix day, or as we might call it in Klingon, Mochak Jaj. Every Sunday, I'll be introducing you to another exciting prefix from the warrior's tongue. Today's prefix is Yit. Yit is a member of a special group of prefixes used to make imperative statements. When you want to give someone a command, you might use Yit. Like all prefixes in Klingon, Yit attaches to the front end of the verb and indicates the person and number of the subject, and object, if any, of that verb. That may sound a bit complicated, so let's break it down. The subject of the verb refers to the person doing the action. The object of the verb is the recipient of that action. So far, so good. Let's move on to person and number. The person doing the action is going to be in one of three forms. These are first person, second person, and third person. Number means that each of those three can be either singular or plural. So, first person singular for the subject of the verb would be I, and first person plural would be we. That's if I or we is responsible for the action of the verb. The first person object, that is, on the receiving end of the action, would be me or us. Second person is even easier, at least in English. It's you. Standard English uses you for both singular and plural, as well as subject and object. Think about it. If I walk into a room of people, point to the murder victim on the floor, and say, "You did it," I could be talking to anyone in the room, to any of you. Third person is everything that's left. Third person singular is he and she and it for subject, and him and her and it for object. The plural is they for subject, and them for the object. The really cool thing about Klingon verbal prefixes is that they tell us all that information, person and number, of both the subject and object with just a single syllable. Imperative prefixes are a special case. They're used when giving a command, and if you think about it, commands take the form of the speaker telling you to do something. Accordingly, an imperative prefix always marks the subject as in the second person. Now, let's look at today's prefix, ye. It's a bit more versatile than other prefixes, as you'll discover in time. Ye indicates that the object is the third person, singular. That's either him, her, or it. It also tells us that the subject, which you already know is you, can be either singular or plural. Let's use this in a sentence. To do that, I have to cheat a bit, and even though today is a suffix day, I'm going to give you a verb. That verb is choch, meaning kill. You'll find this a handy verb to know. So here's your sample sentence. Ready? Yechoch. That can mean six different things in terms of person and number of subjects and objects. It can mean kill him, or kill her, or kill it, where the speaker is talking to you and telling you to do this action. But it can also mean you, as in all of you, or as our friends in certain dialect regions might say, y'all, or you guys. You kill him, her, it. Right? Because ye indicates second person subject, either singular or plural, and the third person singular object. But wait, there's more. Ye also does one more trick. It's also the prefix to use when the subject is second person singular and there isn't an object. In other words, I'm telling you to act, but that action doesn't have a recipient. So, yechoch also means kill. I'm not telling you who or what to kill, just to kill. And this only works when the command is given to a singular subject. There's a different imperative prefix when the subject is plural and there isn't an object. But we'll save that for another day. And that's today's bit of Klingon. It's a little abstract, I know, but it's just one small piece. Maybe you'll roll it around in your head throughout the day, thinking about the concepts of person and number, and singular and plural. Maybe you'll begin to see how economical Klingon can be because of the information conveyed by these prefixes. And maybe you'll be back tomorrow to take on the day's language. We'll be talking about verbs. Until then, remember, Kotme Poshmoch Chol. Language opens worlds.